How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. Gospel vocalist and songwriter Brent Jones, after crossing over to both the Billboard Gospel and R&B and Hip Hop charts with his group Brent Jones and the TP Mobs, self-titled debut in 1999 and Beautiful in 2002, he reached the Gospel Top 10 solo release Joy Coming in 2014. Open Your Mouth and Say Something consolidated Jones's success in 2018, setting the stage for his quadruple release of four new albums in 2024. Los Angeles native Brent Ray Jones began studying piano at the age of six and was appointed music director of his church by his mid-teens. As an adult, his group Brent Jones and the TP Mob made their recording debut on Motown's 1994 compilation, Motown Comes Home. The compilation featured such artists as Smokey Robinson, as well as Jones's composition, Spirit Control Me. The group issued its self-titled debut in 1999, offering a dozen selections. They returned in 2002 with Beautiful, an album that scored a hit with the song Midnight, a tune featuring SWV's member Coco. Their third album, The Ultimate Weekend, was released in 2007, and after a recording hiatus, Jones returned in 2014 with his solo LP, Joy Coming, featuring the Orange County Gospel Choir. Chart-topping gospel singer, songwriter, philanthropist Ernest Pugh possesses a five-octave vocal range. His third album, 2009's Rain on Us, spent 76 weeks on the charts and delivered three number one singles. The outing signaled his arrival as one of the genre's top-tier gospel artists. 2011's Earnestly Yours ran to the top of the charts and stayed there for 10 weeks, thanks in no small part to the cover, James Fortune's classic, I Need Your Glory. Pugh remained successful over the coming years, crossing over to the pop charts with his 2013 live album, The Win, Worship in Nassau Experience, 2017 Survive, I Need You to Breathe, and the electro worship anthem, More of You, featuring Kiara Shears. A year later, he challenged industry standards again with the release of Unsung Hits Volume 1, comprised of songs that were live crowd pleasers but had never received airplay. Pugh's output in the 2020s consisted of the successful live albums like The Outpour Experience from 2020 and Worthy is the Lamb in 2024, along with the chart-topping single Don't Give Up. Did you ever hear about the origins of Mother's Day? Well, Mother's Day modern roots lie in the efforts of a lady named Anna Jarvis, who, after her mother, Ann Jarvis, death in 1905, she campaigned for a day to honor motherhood. Jarvis spearheaded the movement, culminating in President Woodrow Wilson's 1914 proclamation, designating the second Sunday in May as a national holiday. The holiday's initial focus was on honoring mothers and promoting peace, but it evolved to become a commercialized celebration of motherhood. And Jarvis's legacy includes being known as Mother Jarvis. She was a social activist who organized women's groups to improve sanitation and health conditions, especially during the Civil War. She also organized Mother's Day for Peace in 1904, which was designed as a day to heal rifts between Confederate and Union families. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs. Number 10, Carvin Winans with God Still Working on Me. 9, Marcus Jordan with I Can. 8, I Prayed for You, Major. 7, Amen, Pastor Mike Jr. 6, All Yours, Kiara Sheard and Anthony Brown. 5, You've Been So Faithful, Ted and Cherry. 4, Don't Give Up, Ernest Pugh. 3, Deserve to Win, Tamela Mann. Number 2, Only One Way Home, the Mississippi Mass Choir featuring Paul Porter. And number 1, for the fourth consecutive week, Fred Hammond, Keith Staten, and Marcus Cole, FKM, with Change Your Mind. Well, that's your top 10 songs, the origins of the holiday Mother's Day, and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.